She arrived in Fayetteville ranked as the nation's number one high school infielder. Delivered on that ranking by starting all 58 games for the Razorbacks and being named Freshman All-American. Her sophomore campaign has been even better. She has scored more runs than any other Razorback and has more home runs already than she did last year. What makes her even more valuable is her leadership, her energy, big hits, big moments, and big-time swagger. Get loud, Arkansas. The future is now. Ella McDowell is here.
Woo! Wow! Woo! Wow! What an introduction.
Opening for... Wow!
Good morning, Ella. How about that?
Yeah, good morning. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. Quite the introduction there. Did you hear the music that was playing, Ella? Did you hear the background music?
No, I did not hear it.
It was Vogue, Madonna's Vogue. Do you have I saw a post. Isn't that one of your favorite songs? Did I see that somewhere?
Yeah, that's my walk-up song this year, and that's probably my favorite song.
That's what we thought. I saw you on social media. Christian, good job on getting that for
Ella. Way to go, Christian.
Hey, listen, congratulations. Big win last night. Historic, just like it was in Oklahoma, winning a game there. You won the first game last night, 2-0. And you guys were, you didn't celebrate like it was the greatest thing ever because you got more business to take care of it. But let's just talk about last night first. An unbelievable job on the mound. I think it was 8 strikeouts for Robin, and she just maybe her best game I've ever seen her pitch.
Yeah, I actually completely agree with that. Playing third base behind her, she was just electric and so dialed in and so focused on what she wanted last night, and I thought she executed very well, so I was super proud of her.
Yeah, I think 8 strikeouts, I don't know, if maybe just 1 or 2 walks. I mean, and that is one of the top-hitting teams in America in Texas. They're top 10 in almost every category. And then you guys didn't produce a lot of runs last night, but you did what you needed to do. And so if you take care of business tonight, you win the series. What was sort of the mindset on the backside? I saw Coach Dyfel's talk, and she was calm, wasn't real, super excited like it was anything special. But what was sort of the mindset after the game last night? Because you did do something that never happened before, and that's winning in Austin.
So I didn't even know that. I guess that was, our first time winning in Austin. So that is really special and pretty historic for our program. And the talk last night from Coach Dyfel, like you said, she was very calm and poised. And it was just reiterating that, we didn't come here just to win one game. We really want to come in and try to win the series. And if we just keep continuing to play Arkansas softball, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, it definitely. I mean, you guys definitely looked like you were in control and did what it needed, did what needed to be done. Obviously, game time tonight is at 7 o'clock. I did want to mention, too, congratulations on hitting 40 wins. So I know you're so busy, Ella, that it's hard for you to keep up with stats. I mentioned you guys winning for the first time in Austin. But so you've won 40 games. That's the 8th time that's happened in program history. 6 of those seasons of 40 wins came under Coach Dyfel, who's been there 11 years. And so pretty darn impressive, especially when you look at the kind of schedule you guys have. I mean, you got the toughest schedule in America, according to the folks who do that. Pretty darn impressive to get 40 wins against that kind of schedule.
Yeah, I'm super proud of our team. 40 wins in a season. I couldn't even have dreamed of that when you look at Arkansas, 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah,
so
right.
Coach Dyfel's really turned this program around, and I'm just – every day I'm just incredibly thankful that I get to play for her. She is incredible.
What do you so on a day like today, the game's not till 7 tonight. So what does Ella McDowell do all day? At some point, I'm sure y'all take some batting practice. But what do you do to pass the time? Do you watch a movie? Do you do homework? Do you get on the phone? Do social media? What's your day like today?
So today, like you said, we'll go to batting practice and move around a little bit, and then after that, I like to get a little lift in, just pump some weights, make myself get all juiced up and feel good.
Gotcha.
After that, probably scroll on my phone a little bit, watch a little bit of TikTok. I really like watching YouTube, too, and just listen to music. And then I got to take a nap because I have to settle myself down because I get really excited before the games. And
gotcha.
once I'm awake, I'm chill, I'm ready to go, and it's game time from there.
What time? What time do you normally take your nap if the game's at 7? What time will be your nap time today?
So I'm thinking probably around, I'll sleep from 2:36 all the way to probably 3:39. And I say those specific numbers.
Yes.
Because I'm really like, okay, I'm going to fall asleep at, you know, at 26, and then I'll wake up at 39.
Wow.
I have a very set schedule, and my roommate is making fun of me for it. But
wow.
That is wild. We're not going to make fun of you.
No, that's
now, do you listen to white noise? Are you doing that, or are you just closing your eyes?
Yeah, I put my AirPods in, got the rain music going, and I'm out. Like, yesterday,
all right. That's it. All right.
My nap yesterday was 45 minutes, and 22 out of those minutes I was in deep sleep. So.
That is outstanding.
I fall asleep to Seinfeld. I may have to try the rain.
I love that she has the specific numbers.
Yeah, no, that's almost psychotic. But you know what? Whatever it takes.
That's exactly right. Well, listen, I know we had a little problem with the phones, but thanks so much for jumping on with us. We'll let you get back to your routine. Good luck tonight. Beat those Longhorns. People in Arkansas, as you know, I love beating Texas. At any sport, any time. And so to beat them at, number 5 in the nation at their place was outstanding. And I hope you guys do it again tonight. We'll talk to you next week.
Clap us out, Ella.
Yeah, thank you all again. All right, let's see if I can get this right. All right, Morning Mayhem. 2 claps and a sous-wee.
Boom. Nailed it.
That's a good sign for tonight.
That's great Ella. Sign. Get right. some sleep.
See ya, Ella.
Thanks Ella. Go Hawks.
Outstanding. See ya.
Thank you.
A great young lady there. How about that?
Yes, she is.